While there are many stakeholders who are upbeat regarding near-term U.S. economic prospects, expected improvement remains speculative. Last year, the U.S. economy expanded just 1.6%, though the year's second half was better. Many economists continue to wonder if average growth of around 2% remains the best for which we can hope. As indicated by writer Jeffrey Sparshot, the current economic expansion cycle is now the third longest in U.S. history, but it also represents the most sluggish recovery of the post-World War II era. Economists have identified many potential explanations, including the downturn's financial roots and business uncertainty. Arguably better explanations include low productivity growth and stubbornly low labor force participation. Let's start with productivity. Output per hour increased last year at its slowest pace since 2011. Productivity growth was weak even before the most recent recession and hasn't been particularly strong since the early years of the millennium. Labor force participation has been hammered by many factors, including baby boomers aging out of the workforce. Unless America can expand its labor force and bolster productivity, faster economic growth will prove elusive. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.